This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We just had Ben Standing of The Athletic on to talk about the draft class. I asked him about Washington not taking an edge. I think it's a foregone conclusion that they've got to sign one of the veterans that are out there, bring them in hopes of having another 7.5, 8-plus sack guy on the team. It didn't sound like Ben was as convinced.
Well, I mean, all the guys that are out there for the most part, I mean, unless there's just some kind of, you know, deep undercover guy that I just don't know anything about. But in terms of like the headliners, like the guys you just mentioned, Za'Darius Smith as well, like all those guys are, you know, over 30 as well. This team needs to get younger. That's not going to do that. Now, does that help them more potentially this year? Yeah, sure. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, just to use him, had 9.5 sacks last year. That's more than anybody else on this team had. I'm sure other teams around the league will be knocking on his door as well. But, you know, unless they think that one of these guys is going to be viable enough to be like sort of top three in a rotation, can help against the run, you know, give them some pass rush. I'm not saying it's that they wouldn't. I'm just saying I don't know that it's like they've got to do it. Za'Darius Smith for me is kind of the line after him. You know, I don't know that it really – I don't know that anybody necessarily moves the needle based on, you know, where they are in their careers and things like that.
So he mentioned that they need to get younger. And while I don't disagree with that at all, they were the oldest playoff team last year, that doesn't seem to be something they care a lot about. So while me and Ben are in lockstep, I don't think that's been a priority for them. They're in this one-year veteran edition mode because they don't have enough young talent because the last regime left them pretty depleted from a draft and develop standpoint. And so if you look at Josh Johnson, who they signed as a backup at 38, or Zach Ertz, who they brought back, was 34. Trent Scott is 31. The wide receiver they brought in here, Chris Moore, is 31. Mariota's 31. Wiley and Tunsil are both 30. And we could go through the list, right? Bobby Wagner's in his mid-30s. Nothing that they've done makes you think they would refrain from signing one of the edges available, Za'Darius Smith, Matt Judon, Von Miller, because of their age. You're not signing any of these guys to a multi-year deal. You're talking about 1 year, hired gun, come in here, elevate our Florida position the way that they did with Wagner, and it worked out, and they rolled with it. The way that they did with Ertz, and it worked out, and they doubled down. And if you go sign Za'Darius Smith, and he comes in here and replaces what you lost, let's say, with Dante Fowler, and goes and gets you maybe not the 11 sacks that Fowler did, but he repeats last year and has 9, 9.5, 10. This is a guy who did have 13.5 at his peak in Green Bay as a Pro Bowler back in 2019. Has kind of routinely been in the, you know, averaging probably 8 or 9 sacks for the last 4 or 5 years. If you could go get him like the Lions did when they brought him in for 8 games and he had 4 sacks at the end of last season, and his wants, which are to try to win a Super Bowl, to extend his career, to play for a contender, to hunt quarterbacks, agree with yours in the Venn diagram, the circles overlap. You just need someone who on passing downs has some acumen and can get home. I don't see why that wouldn't make some sense. They've got the money on a one-year deal to do that. But I think it's not only something they should do, something that they have to do. And maybe that's where Ben and I disagree a little bit, is maybe what they've got on the roster and how well they'll be able to rush the quarterback. Here's the one caveat I'd provide to their status quo on their roster not being good enough. The one area where I'd say maybe they can make this work is if I was to find out that they've got a plan for Frankie Louvu to play more edge on passing downs, and they bring him down out of the off-ball linebacker spot as a pass rusher more frequently even than they did last year, when he was their best pass rusher. Because, yes, Dante Fowler had the most sacks. Louvu was by far their most impactful guy. Didn't rush as often, ended up with 8 sacks. And I think he's the hardest guy to block on the team when he comes downhill. If they stand him up, Carolina did that, by the way, a bunch, as if he was just a straight edge on a bunch of passing downs, and he's only 28, prime of his career, I think he could go out and have 10.5, 11 sacks this season. Would not surprise me at all. But he was so valuable in the linebacking core, their best player at that level, that it wasn't really a fit to do that. Maybe their plan or their thought is, now that they drafted an extra linebacker in Cade Medrano, maybe they feel like between him and getting Jordan McGee healthier, they'll have more depth, and maybe they can plug one of those guys in and then have Louvu move around a little bit. And that creativity is what they'll use to get to the quarterback. It's not just about sack count. I say sacks, it's an easy counting stat. It's an easy thing to track and monitor. It's just about consistency of pass rush and being able to get quarterbacks off their mark. You can't just allow someone, you know, beyond quick game to stand in the pocket and survey and make throws. So to me, that's the big question that they've still got to answer is, where are your pressures? I'm going to use the placeholder phrase, sacks. But, you know, where is that going to come from? I get that Dorrance Armstrong came on in the second half. I think he's probably a single-digit sack guy. Wise, from all the Patriots people we had on right after they brought him in, doesn't really get home very often anymore. Jacob Martin, from a pass rush standpoint, what you get is a plus. You know, it's like a backup catcher offensively in baseball or whatever. He's a decent enough big body. He's a rotational piece. Same with Cleveland Farrell. He's there to stop the run. Baptiste, Holmes, Jones, if one of those guys goes and gets you a few sacks, that's great. They got one guy at edge right now, and that's Armstrong, who you would bet on having more than 6 over the course of the season. That's not good enough. Unless you tell me that Louvu is going to be a fixture in that way. And that McGee and Wagner, or maybe they move Dominic Hampton, who they drafted last year, the safety down into the linebacker role on some of those downs, if they like him more than Medrano. But I want to know how they figure that out. And I think they should absolutely sign a veteran. Is Von Miller the right fit? No, probably not. Not at 36 years old. But a 33-year-old Za'Darius Smith, a former Redskin Preston Smith, didn't do much for Pittsburgh last year, was great for the Packers at one point in time, and then completely fell off. Is he worth kicking the tires on? I think Ben brought up Za'Darius Smith a couple times. He's a name I'd be interested in. Matt Judon of the Falcons is another name. He didn't help them a lot, but they had a terrible pass rush. I mean, it was not complimentary. There was no one attracting any attention or block, so he was kind of the main guy being accounted for. It's been 3 seasons since he was really good back in New England when he was a top 10 DPOY vote getter in 22. He had 15.5 sacks. He's got 9.5 the last 2 years. But even a 5.5, 6 sack season for him, it's not like you're breaking the bank. I think it helps. I think it all adds up.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.